The World Health Organization says it has doubts concerning the number of new cases of SARS being reported by China, particularly in the capital, Beijing. The health agency says the figures being cited by Chinese authorities appear to be suspiciously low. Officials at the World Health Organization say there has been a sharp drop in the reported number of new SARS cases in China. WHO spokesman Ian Simpson says the week before last, China was reporting an average of 30 new cases every day. He says those figures went down to virtually nothing last week. But Mr. Simpson says the WHO has so many uncertainties about how China is compiling its statistics that it is unable to state flatly that SARS is declining in China.
We don't know enough about how China is counting its numbers. We don't know enough about where these numbers are coming from. We have people in Beijing who are working flat out to try and find out more, but it is not simple. It may simply be that there has been a dramatic drop-off in the number of SARS cases, but clearly because of the way that SARS emerged in China, China has a credibility problem on SARS. We're working with them to try to better understand it so that if indeed this is good news, that this is credited as good news rather than treated with suspicion.
The first known case of SARS occurred in November in the Chinese province of Guangdong. However, Chinese authorities did not inform the World Health Organization of the outbreak until mid-February. By the time WHO officials were permitted to visit Guangdong in April, the epidemic there was out of control and had traveled to Beijing. More than 8,300 people are infected with SARS worldwide. China accounts for most of these cases, as it does for most of the fatalities. More than 330 people in China have died of SARS. Recently, WHO lifted its travel ban on Guangdong. Mr. Simpson says the agency stands by its decision because it has more faith in the numbers of SARS cases being reported from Guangdong than it does from elsewhere in China.
We had a team there that verified the numbers, and also it looked more realistic to us because the numbers came down very slowly in Guangdong. The reason that there are questions about other places in China, and particularly in Beijing, is that the numbers came down very rapidly. Again, as I say, it may just be that that is very good news, but we just have questions about it.
Although Hong Kong and mainland China have been lifted from WHO's travel ban, the health agency still advises people to postpone non-essential travel to the Chinese regions of Hebei, Inner Mongolia, Shaanxi and Tianjin, as well as Taiwan. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.